Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure as always, especially this week because this is the week. This is my annual pilgrimage to Woodlands, Texas, which is hard by to Houston, where I come to help celebrate the combination of golf and small business. The Administaff Small Business Classic is a Champions Tour PGA tournament that Administaff sponsors, along with a bunch of other sponsors, and we'll be mentioning a few of those later on. And folks, I'm here. This is my fourth year to broadcast my show from the Administaff Small Business Classic. Like I said before, I mean, this is like the idea of putting peanut butter and chocolate together to make a Reese cup. Golf and small business. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that, especially not for me. And so where else would I be, right? I'm excited about having my good friend Clay Stelzer on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Clay is with IBM. I know what his old title is, but he's got a new title. I'm going to get him to tell us about it. He's our good friend. Clay, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Glad to be here. I've been looking forward to being on the show for quite some time.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it, Clay? Now, this is the first time you've been on the show. We've known each other a long time. First time you've been on the show. Not the first IBM person I've had on the show. I've had lots of IBM folks on the show before. But tell the audience, I should say, about your title.
Well, my new title is Global Program Manager. Global Program Manager.
I bet your mother is really impressed, isn't it?
Well, I hope she's listening.
How does that work with the girls when you use that line with the ladies?
I'm single, and I've used it, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 times, and so far, not so great.
It's not working.
So I'm going to speak with management, see if I can get another title.
Yeah, we need to get you a title that's more useful. Okay, Clay. Just teasing, ladies. Just having a little fun here. Clay, when small business owners hear IBM talking about global issues, what do you think that makes them think? Is it difficult for a big business? I mean, IBM is a huge business. And by the way, in the interest of full disclosure, I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't already know, we're about to finish up our seventh year working with IBM as one of our sponsors. I'm happy to tell you that they're one of the classiest groups of folks that I've ever worked with. And you know, I've worked with a lot of major corporations in my life, wonderful people. They've never been anything but outstanding and classy to me. And they get it. They get it for small business. But Clay, big companies, you know, sometimes small business owners wonder, you know, do they really care about me, don't they?
Yeah, you know, IBM's nickname is Big Blue.
Yeah.
That said, you know, what does that really mean to a small business person? And, you know, IBM's technology is terrific, and it's not just terrific for big businesses. But we've never really had communication with the small business audience, and we do have some terrific technology and offerings for the small business. We hope to have or to form a better relationship with the small business community in the next year. So,
you know, that's good for IBM. But the truth is this is an acknowledgement that more and more companies are making. They're recognizing the power, and as you know, I've been talking about this for a long time. They're recognizing not only the sheer numbers of small business owners, but they're recognizing, you know, the power that small business has today. I was just talking to our friend Gary Broadnax, who's got a 26-person company who's dominating in his sector of the marketplace. He's dominating against big guys with a 26-person company. So the landscape has changed out there, hasn't it?
It has, and actually I think technology is enabling small businesses to be much bigger, you know, and to reach their customers on a global level. So, yeah, small businesses, and you can't be a big business until you're a small business. Small business, you know, you know all the statistics, and I'm sure your audience does too, as to, you know, the percentage of the U.S. economy or the global economy run by small businesses, and certainly not an audience you want to forget.
Well, but at the same time, we have to be honest about this, and talk about the difficulty, the challenges of serving small business. And we'll do that right after these messages, folks. Clay's got some thoughts on that, and I do too. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Clay Stelzer is our guest. He's with IBM. Reverend Al Green, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting from the Administaff Small Business Classic. IBM is a sponsor of this event, aren't you, Clay?
Yes, we are.
So
happy to be.
That. Thank you. Thank you for supporting small business and golf down here. Clay, we were talking about big businesses serving small businesses. It's one of the challenges, you know. There are two challenges, it seems to me, for big businesses to serve small business, for the two groups to get together, so to speak. Number one, you got to have good offerings, you got to have good products. That's a given, and in the 21st century, those offerings have to be incremental in application, meaning scale to our scale, and also priced incrementally, so that it fits our diminutive budget. So that's a given. Good products on the right application scale, on the right price scale for small business. That's a given. But so there are lots of companies out there who have accomplished that. But the other side of the issue is, how do you actually reach small business owners? How do you actually get your message out to these people in an effective way? And that's where the fact that small business owners are basically we're basically a herd of cats. I admit that we're a herd of cats. It's not easy to connect with small business owners, is it?
No, it's extremely difficult. Not only are they in different areas, and you know, and they have different preferences for the ways they like to be communicated with, and where they go to find information, but they're all very different. You know, you line up 10 business owners, small business owners, and they're going to be in different industries, serving different customers, and speaking different languages. So it is absolutely a difficult. It's the most difficult customer segment to speak to.
Well, and the numbers. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, you know, I think all large businesses like IBM are challenged to really, you know, communicate effectively with the small business audience.
But and the numbers bear that out, ladies and gentlemen, because you've heard me say on the show before that somewhere around 98% of all businesses are small businesses. So, and if you realize, you know, Clay, that all of the publicly traded companies in the United States, if you add them all together, about 15,000, and there are anywhere from 6 to 8 million, depending on who you talk to and how you measure it, 6 to 8 million small businesses that have you know are you know traditional type shingle, hanging out a shingle, I got a sign up on the you know on the side of the road, that kind of thing, and then there are another 20 million small businesses that are sort of below the radar. They're independent contractors. They're home based businesses. But day after tomorrow they're going to become one of those 8 or so million small business owners. So it's a very large and a very fractious, so to speak, a sector. And it's so the reason I'm saying that, Clay, is because, you know, small business owners are pretty demanding. We're pretty fickle folks. But we probably ought to give the big companies, cut them a little slack, shouldn't we?
Well, you know, I've been there. I've run a small business.
Yep.
And, you know, us big companies now, you know, IBM, we owe it to the small business to meet their needs. So should they cut us some slack? Yeah, maybe. But, you know, their business is no less important than IBM or any other large business. So, you know, they should expect the quality and service of a large business.
Well, and so all the small business owners out there, when I said that just now, Clay, all of them looked at me and said, okay, I'll cut them some slack. Okay, that's it. That's all you get. about 10 seconds. So what is IBM's approach to reaching out to this herd of cats?
Great question. What is IBM's approach? Well, right now, you know, we have a small business resource center on our website. It's ibm.com/small business. And what we're doing currently is, you know, we're bringing together, we're trying to take, you know, IBM's a big company with a lot of products, a lot of services, many of which are not relevant. They're just not necessarily suited for small business. So we've tried to eliminate some of that confusion by bringing together some of our best small business products and services onto a single website. So that's ibm.com/small business. But I can tell you, you know, we are really focused on providing a much better experience and really trying to take the IT monkey off of small businesses' back. So in the future, you can look to IBM to do. We're going to be doing some really great things for small businesses, and you know, small businesses have plenty to worry about. The last thing, you know, if we can take one piece off their back, if we can make IT easy or simple for small businesses, I think that would be terrific. I certainly could have used that when I was running a small business.
Do you see the way to reach small businesses more and more being online? Do you see that as a key to your success rather than a full page ad in USA Today or you know, or something like, or a billboard or something like? Do you see Or you know, salespeople calling on small business owners, or direct mail, or what? Do you see the internet being the key?
Yeah, you know, the internet—that's where people are going for information. Many small businesses, you know, you buy like a consumer. Small businesses buy like consumers lots of times, where you'll open up Google, type in what you're looking for, or type in a problem you're having, and off you go. Finding solutions. And the other piece is, you know, small businesses, there aren't enough hours in the day, as you know, right? So,
right. Hold on to that thought, Clay. We're going to take a quick break. So we'll come back. I'm going to ask Clay about this internet strategy and how what you and I can learn from IBM, what they've learned about using the internet, what you and I can learn from them for our own businesses. Stay with us. 10 till.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas, which is hard by to Houston. Clay Stelzer is our guest. He is, give us that title again, Clay. I can't
global
get used to
program
it.
Manager.
Global
like
program. I just got the other one memorized. Now I better get a new one. Global program manager. But now that really means that you're going to be in charge. If I'm not mistaken, you're going to be in charge of the web content for the small that IBM is going to be offering small businesses before too long, right?
Yeah, I'm sort of known as a small business guy within IBM.
There you
and
go.
And you know, a lot of our presence right now is on the web. So you're absolutely right.
What has IBM learned about doing business online and reaching out to customers, small or large, that you can teach small business owners? What have you learned that could help us?
Well, you know, you have to. You know, we all have so much to say to customers, and it's our instinct is to just cram as much as we can onto a website, and that's absolutely the wrong thing to do. If you look at Google's success and you look at their website and you see absolutely how simple it is and how little information there is,
I figure Google spends $30-$40 a month on web design. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, there's not much on there, so I wouldn't be surprised. I think we all have a lot to learn from Google, and, you know, I'm challenged with that constantly. It's to make the web easy. People, you know, don't have time. They don't want to sift through tons of information. They want to, you know, go to a website, find what they're looking for in easy, you know, in a quick, efficient manner, and that's not an easy thing to do.
You know, I've been Gary Broadnax, I was just telling you, who was on in the earlier part of the hour, he said he's taken the main function of his software that they've developed. It's a 26-person company, and he's got customer relationship management software. He said they've taken what used to be 18 steps to do a major function down to 2 steps now. And the thing that I've learned, Clay, is that more and more people are valuing their time more than their money. In other words, people are saying, okay, look, I'll spend a little more money with you if you'll save me time. Have you found that to be true?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially small business. I mean, you know, more so in small business than in larger businesses. You know, you're wearing how many hats? How many hats do you wear, Jim, being a small business owner?
Too many.
Yeah, exactly. You just don't have time to be dealing with something that's not important to your business.
So, is it a challenge? Is it a challenge to net it out to get it streamlined? And what's the key? I mean, obviously, you've got a lot of different people who want things. Does that mean you have multiple choices? And then when they get to the choice that they want, then it's simple? Or how do you deal with that?
You've hit on the major challenge, and I spoke to this earlier. Small businesses, there's so many of them, and they all, you know, so many of them want different things. They're interested in different topics. Yet, so how does a company like IBM make a single website to cater to all these different preferences and keep it simple and easy where people don't waste time? It's a very difficult challenge. And, you know, I think there's a lot of learning to be done, you know, in IBM. I think big businesses are still learning how to do it. And it's not easy, but we're doing what we can.
One of the things that I'd like to encourage small business owners to do is, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, the big companies, we need them. We need the products that they offer. And so whenever something's not working, I'd like to encourage, and not just IBM, any company, regardless of the big company, give them an opportunity, give them some feedback, let them know what you're thinking. Clay, what do you think? Is that something, would it be valuable to you if small business owners would, what about a place on the website that says, tell us what you think about this? How do you like this? Is this working for you? Is that a good thing to put on your website for people to give you feedback about?
It is a good thing, and we have some surveys on our website and some opportunity for customers to provide us feedback. I mean, there's no information that's more important or more critical to our success than listening to our customers. I mean, we're building this for them, so if we're not doing it correctly, we need to know about it.
So, folks, when you see an opportunity to give anybody, but especially these large companies, they need to hear from you. When you see the opportunity to give them some information, to give them your feedback, please go ahead and do it. Clay, we're going to play a little golf later on today.
Yes, we are.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it, too. I just hope, I brought 6 cases of balls. I hope, that'll be all right for the first 6 holes.
Clay, you got to learn how to put it in your pocket. Hey, Clay, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Take care.
Clay Stelzer, ladies and gentlemen, with IBM. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.